There was a John Wayne film called Tall in the Saddle, where I was almost run over by a stagecoach and also almost killed by John Wayne for using his makeup. The stagecoach, it was one of the Hickman brothers, Daryl or Dwayne. We worked together a lot, and their mother was quite a stage mother. The Hickman brothers went on, I think one became a TV series star. In any case, one of the brothers and I, our job in the scene with a wild stagecoach coming down the main street, the stagecoach driver had been shot and killed, and was a runaway stagecoach. Of course, there was somebody inside. You couldn't see him really driving the stagecoach. And our job was to run out in the street in front of the stagecoach, as cute little kids do, get to the other side, add a little action to the shot. So we'd been shooting this shot a day or two, stagecoach coming down the street. And the way it was shot, there was an assistant director who had stood between the Hickman boy and myself and had a hand on each shoulder of our shoulders. And then at a certain point, there was plenty of time, he said, go, and he'd sort of push us, and we'd go run out across the street. And so we'd been doing it over and over. But there was one time where this young extra lady, this young lady, came up and started chatting with the assistant director to get his attention and maybe use her more, maybe even get her a little bit part or something. So she was shining on to the assistant director, and he was taking that very well. And so he sort of lost track of the stagecoach coming down the street. We looked at each other, Daryl is calling. Daryl and I looked at each other and saw that it was, normally when we would be sent out, we weren't sent out. So we sort of relaxed and thought we wouldn't be sent out that time. But just when the stagecoach was almost there, the assistant director realized what was happening and shoved us out in front of the stagecoach. And all I remember is the hoofs coming down, splashing, rearing. The horses don't run over people, so they sort of bucked and everything. And we ran like hell, but all I remember, we weren't killed, but the hoofs were coming down on us, raining down on us. I just remember them slashing in the air and running like hell. Later on in that shoot, there was a scene where John Wayne was out in the street killing somebody in a showdown, and we needed makeup for a scene, Daryl and I. And for some reason, we couldn't get into the regular makeup tent for extras. This was before trailers. It was on the back lot, MGM, and there were these tents. There were big canvas tents. So Mrs. Hickman said, let's go in John Wayne's tent and make up the boys there. And my mother didn't want to do it, but she knew John Wayne's. She had sat behind him in class at USC one time, and how big he was. But anyway, she didn't want to do it. But Mrs. Hickman said, oh, come on. So we went into John Wayne's tent to his makeup table, and I sat down and turned on the lights, and there I was getting made up at John Wayne's table using his makeup. And suddenly the tent flaps opened up, and there was John Wayne with smoking six guns in his holster, with a 10-gallon hat, looking about 30 feet high, said, what in the goddamn hell is going on here? Well, I knew I'd probably had it. And Mrs. Hickman, though, stage mother, you meanest people in the world, she just looked at him and she said, "How can you say that? How can you curse? How can you say that in front of these children? They're actors too. You should have respect for them." And she went into him like a little banta hen, just puffed all out, small lady, puffed out, just went in like a buzzsaw, bzzz, right into him. And John Wayne dropped his hands, put them out in front of him, and sort of backed out of the tent saying, "That's okay, lady, go ahead." And she was yelling, "They're actors too, don't you have any respect?" And swearing in front of these children, "And how can you?" John Wayne got face down and walked out backwards. We got to use his makeup. I don't know if that was the reason we're cut out of the film, but who knows.